This year, four young and talented musicians in the Discover Classical Listening Area have won the 2025 Young Talent Search Competition. One of them, 13-year-old pianist Cynthia Lee, is my guest on this edition of Arts Focus. I'm Larry Carrasel. Cynthia, when did you first begin playing the piano?
5 years old, I think. Somewhere around that part.
And what drew you to the piano?
Well, my parents asked me to play because I couldn't really figure out how to just start by myself. And a lot of things inspired me from hearing maybe people, like youth kids at my church playing and other adults playing. Maybe I heard them on like YouTube or something when I was little. But piano looked like a really, really cool instrument to me. It was like big and shiny and stuff, so.
Big and shiny is always good, right?
Yeah, like my cello.
You play the cello too?
Yes.
When did you start playing that instrument?
That was much later. That was like fourth grade. So it's more of my secondary instrument.
And what music did you play for your Young Talent Search piece?
Allegro Appassionato by Saint-Saëns and Sonata in C major by Haydn.
And those are two composers from two completely different countries and time periods, and it showed a nice diversity in your style and your playing. So what other composers do you enjoy performing?
I haven't started playing any of their pieces yet, but I really like pieces from more romantic and flowy composers like Debussy, Chopin, and Ravel.
Where do you go to school?
Mason Middle School.
And your teacher on the piano is?
Dr. Benita Liang.
That doesn't surprise me. She's taught a lot of our Young Talent Search winners over the years. When did you first meet her?
In summer of fifth grade.
What are some of the piano competitions you've been involved in?
I've been to Buckeye for multiple years in a row for both of my instruments. I've won Buckeye State in elementary, and I haven't won yet for a junior division. I've been to Nathaniel Patch, and I won first place for elementary that year too. I was on a streak in fifth grade, really. And I went to Carmel last year and for the concerto division, and I got second place.
Along with all of that, you also play at other venues, hospitals, churches, senior facilities. What do you see yourself doing in the future as a musician? That type of thing, performing in other locations or in the concert hall?
I participate in this like organization called AACO. It's a volunteer sort of thing where you go around volunteering and playing for senior livings and like hospitals and stuff. And by the time in high school, I might be one of the kids that like sort of help organize this thing. And when I grow up, I really want to do something along the lines of writing, drawing, like art, and music.
What kind of things do you write and draw?
I do writing classes and drawing classes. I do a club at school called Power of the Pen. Our state tournament is actually in May. And for drawing, I study with my teacher, which I don't know how to say her name in English, but I've been studying drawing itself even longer than my piano. I probably started drawing when I could touch a pencil and paper.
13-year-old pianist Cynthia Lee, one of the winners of the 2025 Discover Classical Young Talent Search. You can hear Cynthia and the other three winners this year, Eileen Curry, 18-year-old violinist, Francesca Harper, 17-year-old pianist, and 16-year-old flutist Caitlin Liu, as they perform on Saturday, May 17th, for Discover Classical's benefit, Rising Stars, at Curran Place at UD. Get more details by visiting our website, discoverclassical.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.